guest. And Barbara, give out some of the websites for folks to find out more. We'll put them up on screen. We're simulcasting the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. I'm going to come back about 5-10 minutes into the next segment, start taking phone calls the rest of the hour for listeners. We appreciate you giving us so much time. Continue with what's happening and the moves to try to put vaccines in foods and so much more.
Yes, the website is www.nvic.org. That's for National Vaccine Information Center, nvic.org. And there's a lot of free information there, a lot of resources, you know, other websites you can go to. And I just urge everybody to become as educated as you can about vaccination before you or your child gets vaccinated.
Absolutely. What about the moves to put vaccines in mosquitoes, to make us take our shots, to put it in food?
Yeah, there is a lot of experimentation going on. They are trying to come up with ways that they can get these vaccines to populations without people really thinking they're getting vaccinated. In other words, rather than putting a needle in your arm, they're looking at novel ways to deliver vaccines. And what they're not, and certainly food, putting them in foods like vegetables, there was a plan that they talked about, you know, mosquitoes who would then transfer these vaccines. But what they don't stop to consider is what can happen when someone gets vaccinated. You can always have an adverse reaction. When I was going over these documents that I talked about I had published in the 1990s, there was a super vaccine that they talked about in the mid-90s. They actually had a press conference in Washington. And what they were talking about is all the world governments coming together to finance the development of a super vaccine. They called it the Holy Grail. And in this vaccine, which was an oral vaccine that would be given at the moment of birth to every child in the world as they emerged from the womb, the vaccine would contain 20 to 30 different viral and bacterial antigens, raw DNA that would be injected into the cells of the body and be time released. And I remember at the time I thought, you know, what happens if there is a reaction on the first time release? How do you get that vaccine out of the body? It's really, we don't understand that we have given people total power to develop vaccines and drugs, et cetera, and there's no oversight on what they're doing. I mean, they may think it's a good idea, but what about the people?
And these are private companies that then lobby the government to try to force you to take the vaccines. And even if you believe vaccines are good, they admit they don't give a baby a lot because it overwhelms them. Imagine 20-plus things orally given to a brand-new baby, and it won't matter how many die. They'll just say, oh, the babies are all dying, but we got to get rid of the population, but it has nothing to do with the vaccines. I mean, this is so sick.
Well, I think that we just have to understand what's going on, and we have to become activist citizens. If we're all apathetic and we just say, oh, well, let somebody else take care of it, we eventually get the government we deserve. We have to stand up as individuals, become involved, and make our voices heard. As you point out in your film, if we don't do that, then we're going to be in chains.
Well, there are hundreds of different vaccine companies. They all want to try to make them mandatory. I mean, will it be thousands of vaccines where you get hundreds of injections a month? When does this end?
I know that there's more than 2,000 clinical trials around the world that are testing and developing several hundred vaccines. My question has always been, you know, the assumption is that more vaccination is going to equal long-term health, better long-term health. I think we need to take a look, though, at the last quarter century. As we've tripled the numbers of doses of vaccines we're giving our children, what we've seen is a corresponding rise in chronic disease and disability. Pardon?
Like Crohn's. We've got a break, Barbara. I want to come back and talk about this rise. The more vaccines, the more disease, the more problems, the more autoimmune problems. And also the bird flu vaccine that's killed a bunch of people in trials as well. They admit it's killing people, and they say, hey.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Barbara Fisher, expert on vaccines, started and still heads up the largest and most active and best informed group out there exposing the dangers of vaccines. Now they're trying to force people to take them. The situation with them trying to mix in live bird flu with the big batches of vaccines they were testing for the flu. When I Googled it, I found all these mainstream British and German papers with separate companies and the homeless being given experimental bird flu shots and dying, and the authorities admitting they died from it. They told them it was regular flu shots. I mean, it's just getting crazier and crazier to the point of we're just kind of accepting of this out-of-control behavior now. Like, oh, that's just what they do.
Well, you know, what I was really, a couple of weeks ago, I guess it's about a month ago now, the FDA, which meets on a regular basis, I was actually a consumer rep on the FDA committee between 1999 and 2003, learned a lot about the workings of the FDA, and that committee is a committee that the companies come who want to license new vaccines come forward and present their data like they presented on Gardasil. I was actually there when the first go round on Gardasil occurred. I wasn't there when the committee voted on whether or not to license it, but about a month ago there was a suggestion that they should be allowed to test a bird flu vaccine on six-month-olds. And this is the H5N1 avian flu vaccine. And I remember thinking, we don't have an avian flu epidemic, first of all. I mean, there were some people who died who were in close contact with birds over in Asia. I mean, you have to practically kiss the bird in order to get this avian flu. And the bird flu epidemic that they predicted has not taken place. And yet they are aggressively researching development of avian flu virus vaccine. So that occurred about 4 weeks ago, and then I think it was February 27th that there was this article that was published in that H5N1 avian flu viruses, live avian flu viruses, had somehow contaminated regular flu vaccine that is, you know, given out all over the world. And it was a plant in Austria, and they confirmed eventually that yes, there were contaminated lots of vaccine contaminated with this H5N1 bird flu virus, live virus. And it was some worker in Czechoslovakia who decided to inject the vaccine into, I think it was ferrets.
It was ferrets.
It was just something that was done, I guess, on a regular basis. Some little guy in a lab in Czechoslovakia who reported and said, wait a minute, all the ferrets are dying. And that's how.
And they also said it would have been perfect for it to mutate. Mm-hmm. With the regular flu and become highly contagious and airborne. Did you see the London Telegraph article? I'm going to put it on screen. Homeless people die after bird flu vaccine trial in Poland. Did you see that? 23 of them died?
I have not seen that, no.
But that's what I mean. There's actually hundreds of these. You can't keep track of it all. They told them it was a regular flu vaccine, paid them to take it. They gave it to 300 and something, and 20-plus died. Just Google homeless people die after bird flu vaccine trial in Poland. It's up on screen right now, London Telegraph. So, you know, that's just how it works now.
I wondered, because, again, I've sat here and watched this for 27 years. Back in the 1990s, late 90s, early 2000s, they decided to lower the age for flu vaccine, which has always in this country been 65 years and older. They lowered it to 55, I think, and then they lowered it down to 50. And then the next thing I knew, they decided that six-month-old babies had to get it, and then they said that every child between 6 months and 18 years old should get a flu vaccine every year. And I thought to myself, why is there such a push for influenza vaccine when the majority of people do not have flu, and yes, it's annoying, and yes, you're out for, you know, a week or whatever trying to get over it. I mean, true influenza, because a lot of flu-like illness is not actually influenza.
It isn't. It's some other virus or bacteria. Now, here's the $64 million question. Every day if I Google vaccine deaths in news, I see scores of articles where it's killing people all over the place, and they admit it. Then they say, you know what, we're going to give it to babies. And when the babies have a convulsion, they're going to charge the parents for beating them up and say shaken baby syndrome. And it's all compartmentalized, and it's a way to test the soft kill. It's a way to train the doctors to not report it properly, to just be used to everybody dying around them or getting sick around them, everybody getting Crohn's, then finding the viruses from the vaccines in their intestines, as you know. That's been confirmed. And it's just institutionalizing that we shoot you up with it, you die, and that's the end of it. I mean, I gave you the article where it's killing homeless people and nobody gets in trouble.
Well, I mean, I think we do have to pause and say, why are so many highly vaccinated children so sick and disabled? Why is 1 in 6 child in America now learning disabled? Why is 1 in 100 to 150 diagnosed autistic? Why are 1 in 9 children in this country suffering from asthma? Are we creating an iatrogenic epidemic of chronic disease and disability through the use of more and more vaccines in childhood?
Why are allergies getting so bad? A lot of mainline doctors, as you know, Barbara Lowe Fisher, are tying it to, they give them all these vaccines, it causes the immune system to go wild, brain swelling, all this autoimmune inflammation, and then everything that shouldn't make you allergenic is. I mean, I guess all the cops, all the firemen, all the bureaucrats, I guess they got to have dead children or hurt children first. I mean, I guess it's like a black cup of death, and we all drink from it and celebrate, and our children, the most precious thing, fall apart before us, and we get sick, and we just love the government, and thank you, more injections, death, 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 it's so good.
I understand what you're saying. I think that there have been a lot of people who have believed in the past certainly, that more vaccination was going to equal better long-term health. And I think people assumed that. The majority of people assumed it. They went along with it. And now you've got a reexamination of that assumption. No question. There are a lot of people now, a lot of families out there who have sick kids that were healthy before vaccination and now are chronically ill or disabled or are saying, wait a minute, what are we doing? And it is that mass examination that's occurring by a substantial minority of people, a growing minority of people, that is causing a lot of heartburn at the federal level, the vaccine policymaking level. They are starting to look at and start to have meetings around the country to ask people, why are you concerned about vaccination? And what they're hearing from people in every single community that they go out to is they're hearing, well, you know what? They either have a kid who's disabled, or they know somebody who became disabled after vaccination. When you have and you're right, when it starts to reach every home and every family, that's when people go, wait a minute. And we have an opportunity right now. We have an opportunity to, as a population, stand up and say, we are not just going to sit here and take it anymore. We are going to have the right to make these choices about vaccination.
Well, Barbara, it's killing people. The government admits HPV has caused deaths. They admit the bird flu shots killing people. If they would have shipped out, or they're still saying it may happen, ship out bird flu, will they now say dying of bird flu is a vaccine and that death is good? I mean, if they cause another swine flu epidemic that kills tens of thousands from vaccines, will they say death is good and you're going to be arrested if you don't kill your children? You and I aren't even sanely looking at this. Okay, I mean, we're taking it too calm. People are dying and being brain damaged, and it's happening, and it just keeps getting worse and worse.
But here's the thing, you know, I mean, I saw you on your film. You had your bullhorn, and you were doing, you know, you were sending that message. You were not afraid. We have to not be afraid to stand up. And we, you know, I'm a big believer in the U.S. Constitution. I'm a believer in what the founders of this country tried to do, that the type of government they tried to set up, a representative government. I always urge people, if you want to change your government, you've got to get involved.
But Barbara, shouldn't we just trust the government and never mind all the deaths and the maimings and the brain damage?
We are.
Shouldn't we? No. I mean, if there's thousands of vaccines on trial, shouldn't we all take 2,000 or 3,000 vaccines and then we can all just die? I mean, isn't that that's the thing to prove we're not extremists. Is it just, it's normal to have a government trying to forcibly inject everybody and to have all these deaths. I mean, this isn't like a science fiction nightmare or anything. We need
to... I believe that most people are basically good. I believe that some people are not good, but I believe most people are basically good.
Well, they need to take the shots to prove they're good.
Well, I believe that people have to use their brains, however. They have to be vigilant, and they have to stand up for their right to think independently, the freedom of
anti-American,
speech and to act.
Anti-American, it's pro-freedom to be forced to take shots.
I definitely consider myself a freedom fighter. I have to say that. I believe in free speech, free press. I am concerned about
Al-Qaeda.
Any attempt to try to censor on the internet or to police what people think. I watched the vilification of Andrew Wakefield, who I've known since the late 90s, and I know is a scientist who is trying very hard to understand the possible association between autism and vaccination. And because he dared to investigate a politically unpopular, politically incorrect subject, because he dared to speak freely about what he found, he is vilified, demonized, hunted down, destroyed. I defend the right of people to think independently. Freedom in science, freedom of speech.
That is radical.
Well, so be it.
You're for free speech? That is... Barbara, I'm being sarcastic. We just have police training manuals where they say pocket constitutions are bad and founding fathers are bad. Stay there. I want to come back and take calls, give out the website for folks that want to get all your great information, and we really appreciate you taking time with us. All right, we're going to go to break, come back, take your phone calls, Barbara Lowe Fisher, and a lot more straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen. Look, just take all the shots. The government loves you. Everything's fine. Trust them.
companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 17, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 918.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 945.23, 472.62 for the half ounce, and 236.31 for a quarter ounce. That's 945.23. 472.62 and 236.31.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Barbara Lo Fisher is the co-founder of the nonprofit National Vaccine Information Center. She probably saved millions of people from brain damage and death. They're putting up billboards, running TV ads telling us that taking vaccines is good, that corn syrup's good. Oh, just Google corn syrup mercury, Washington Post headline. Half of corn syrup has high levels of mercury in it. But then I have newscasts saying mercury's now good for you, a federal study. Barbara, you ever seen that national news story? They ran everywhere saying that mercury is now good for children's brains.
I've seen over the years funny studies, you know, where they try to justify putting mercury in vaccines. I mean, MVIC took a position long ago that mercury doesn't belong in any product consumed by humans. It doesn't make any sense, particularly injecting mercury. So,
But, I mean, that's a fact. In fact, guys, the network can play the audio. I want you to Google newscast vaccine is good for you on YouTube. We'll play that in the next segment. Barbara, I don't mean to interrupt you, but let's go ahead and get the calls here. Wes in Las Vegas, Nevada, you're on the air, sir.
Hello, Alex and Barbara. There with me. I got some notes. Can you
hear me?
Sounds
like you're on a speakerphone, but go ahead.
No, I'm on a cell phone. It don't work very good. Basically, my daughter, she got her shots, her hepatitis polio MMR shots a couple years ago. And right afterwards, we noticed that she began to have a mole on her leg. And when we put her into kindergarten, you know, they told us and something was wrong. They did a bunch of testing, and they told us that she has mild autism, severe or mild to severe autism, and mild mental retardation. And when I called the doctor on it, when he did the shot, it was like there was a mark right there. It was kind of weird.
Yeah, well, they just had a big study come out from a major university with veterinary medicine about massive cancer increase in the injection points in the tissues that were injected with vaccines. Barbara Lowe Fisher?
Yeah, I mean, certainly it's interesting that the veterinarians are doing a lot of work on the vaccines that are given to animals and the cancer as well as autoimmune problems that pets are now suffering from. And actually, veterinarians have backed off of the use of so many vaccines, interestingly, ahead of the pediatricians who still
Hey, Barbara, I got a lot of friends that have lost their dogs. Every time they go in for a checkup or have the teeth cleaned, every year they inject them, and their dogs die. They have seizures and die on the table. Boy, the doctor, I mean, you know, they can figure that out with the dog.
Yeah, no, it's very interesting how the veterinarians are ahead of this. And you know, my own son had a very violent local reaction. My son who suffered a brain inflammation in 1980 after his fourth DPT shot, within hours of the fourth DPT shot. But on his third shot, he'd had this big, hard, red, hot lump that stayed at the site of the injection for weeks. And I remember calling the doctor's office, and the nurse said, oh, it was a bad lot of DPT vaccine. Don't worry about it. And I was so clueless. I thought she meant it didn't work. It was too weak or something. And I said, should I bring him down for another one? And she goes, oh, no. But I didn't know at the time that local kind of reaction was actually a contraindication to further pertussis vaccine, at least in Britain. So, again, the people haven't really been informed about the risk. But I have not actually looked at the injection site in terms of creation of moles or something like that.
We have. There's at least, I probably saw 40 studies last week when I looked into it, with massive increases. Sir, I'm sorry to hear about your daughter. Detox her. Keep her off corn syrup. It's filled with mercury. And just God bless you. Anything else?
No, Alex, actually, I called your office today. I want to join the fight. If you can give me a call back, basically, I'm willing to volunteer and join the fight in any way possible.
Well, just spread the free Obama deception out, end game out for free. That's why they're all on the web. Speak of the video clips, this is local CBS News, but this was a... They call them news packages. It was produced at CBS Broadcast Center. It aired in every local CBS affiliate in the country. And so you think you're getting local news, but it's packaged with the video. They just voice it. Here they are saying mercury is good for your brain. You cannot make this up. Here it is.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mathur.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm, kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
So there you have, Barbara. I know you kind of giggled and probably thought I was making stuff up. I actually have another newscast saying lead is good for children. Would you like to hear that one?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
But then I'm insane. I'm the crazy one with all the death and destruction and annihilation of our children to my left and to my right, in front of me and in back of me. And I'm saying mercury's deadly. It attacks the neurons like no other heavy metal. And they just say, no, mercury is good. In fact, pull up the story during the break. Headline, corn syrup has mercury in it. Washington Post. Barbara Lo Fisher's our guest. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Our government has handed over billions with no strings attached and no accountability to the very bankers who created this whole mess we're in. Millions have lost their jobs to corporate corruption and mismanagement. Trillions in savings, net worth, and retirement accounts have been lost by investors and homeowners. When you really look at all the theft, crimes, secret organizations, and pervasive corruption going on, it's enough to make you think of your second favorite F-word, food. Food, the F-word that we had all better be thinking about. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633. By the way, I assume that your first favorite F-word is faith. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We know identity scams have grown in the past 6 months because identity thieves are working overtime, taking advantage of this economic crisis. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. I talk to people every day about identity theft, and I know a lot of you are scared and nervous. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be. Another identity is stolen every 3 seconds, but you can have the security and peace of mind that comes with being protected by LifeLock for just pennies a day. LifeLock is number one in identity theft protection because we work to stop identity theft before it happens, or we fix it at our expense up to $1 million. Don't spend another minute worrying. Call LifeLock now.
Get instant protection by calling 1-800-605-4229. Call right now and you'll also get 30 days absolutely free. That's 1-800-605-4229. Get the peace of mind LifeLock provides today. Use promo code FREEMONTH. Call 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
All right, I'm going to go to your calls a little bit quicker here, so please have your question and comment ready. There's Wes calling in Vegas with a devastating his daughter. Continue with Barbara Lo Fisher here in just a moment. Put her website up on screen. Be sure and spread it out to people, because even if you know all about this stuff, your neighbors, your friends, your family, I got people who work here who know all about this, see the articles every day. They can't get their wives to wake up. Because, well, the doctor wouldn't hurt me. Well, no, the doctor's not bad. He's compartmentalized. She's compartmentalized. The nurse wouldn't hurt me. Well, no, they don't know. You know, there were a lot of good doctors, too, that carried out 500,000 forced sterilizations in this country that went on into the 1980s. By the way, it's still going on, but that's mainstream news, 1987 in Oregon. Before we go back to our guest, I want to tell folks about one of our new sponsors. And that's HomeAgain.com. HomeAgain.com, folks, I want to introduce you to an incredible site I found called HomeAgain.com. HomeAgain.com is a place to get you started buying or selling homes, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate on your home value online. HomeAgain.com, and see what I'm talking about. It's a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home from month to month or even weekly, and it's free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, HomeAgain can determine whether your home improvements can most increase your home value before you put it on the market, and by using their home sale maximizer. I wish you knew about this years ago. Looking for Max the Orange Gorilla to help you find any real estate needs you might have. That's their little mascot. I love this site. You need to check it out, and you will love it too. HomeAgain.com. That is HomeAgain.com. HomeAgain.com. Go there today. And one other great sponsor that is helping us finance everything we're doing here, and that has natural, you know, the organic type vitamins, not from the chemical type vitamins. Tired of choking on fistfuls of pills and capsules? Try the new 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral multi formula. ILikeVitamins.com. You get 10 different supplements in one easy to swallow, great tasting liquid supplement at an affordable price, and you absorb it. Most of the pills, you don't absorb any of it, or in some cases, you know, much of it, depending on the type of pill. A lot of them just go right through you. ILikeVitamins.com, 10-in-1 vitamins contains 23 essential vitamins plus 70 trace minerals. And it just goes on and on. Be sure and find out more at ILikeVitamins.com and check out all the amazing ingredients that are in it. Go to ILikeVitamins.com and order their 10-in-1 liquid multi for just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. ILikeVitamins.com, 10-in-1 also has a 60-day no-hassle money-back guarantee. Go to ILikeVitamins.com. Now, going back to Barbara Lowe Fisher. Barbara, I want to go to calls, but I know you've got so much knowledge, so much information to share. Again, how do people visit the fine organization you head up's website, the predominant group out there fighting this? How do they educate others? How do they wake people up about the perils of vaccines?
Yes, they need to go to nvic.org, www.nvic.org for National Vaccine Information Center. I also have a blog that you can access from there, vaccineawakening.blogspot.com, where I write commentary. We have a free e-news, electronic e-newsletter that I write commentary about breaking news about vaccination and research and policy and all that. So, I mean, I think that once you become educated, knowledge is power, and you can then talk to your family, your friends, and you can educate them. And I see a great awakening occurring with the subject of vaccination in this country. We're in a race. We're a race against time. And we have to wake up in order to act before are in a situation where we're not going to be able to make vaccine choices.
And it's not just vaccines. It's the GMO crops killing the rats and guinea pigs that give it to them or causing deformities. It's, as I mentioned earlier, half of the corn syrup that's in most products now has mercury in it. Put the Washington Post back up for folks. I want them to see it at prisonplanet.tv. It's not from Alex Jones. They are now admitting that more than 90% of the baby formula has melamine. They always admitted it was deadly before. Now they just say, oh, we've decided melamine isn't bad for you. I mean, this is entering the realm of complete insanity, that they're getting away with this out in the open, Barbara.
Well, and again, I think, you know, the right to make choices about what you put in your body, about what you're exposed to, the toxins you're exposed to, is absolutely a human right. And so, you know, if we want to have that right, we can't be complacent. And I think that was the message in your movie as well. You know, when you interviewed people in Canada and here who didn't understand that there was even a European Union or a North American Union, for example, was being suggested, that shows that we become very insulated sometimes.
Oh, yeah, they will listen. I get emails every day saying the North American Union doesn't exist, but also the euro doesn't exist.
Yeah, well, I was in Europe last year, and I hadn't been there for many years, and I realized how different it was because everyone has one currency, and there are really no borders. You're able to move between countries, whereas you couldn't before.
Maybe the euro doesn't exist. Maybe Europe doesn't exist. Yeah, I mean, that's the level of denial that people have gotten to, Barbara.
It's interesting. I think that particularly in the United States, sometimes we tend to be isolated from the news of the rest of the world. We're very, in that way, we don't understand what's going on.
We're the least well-traveled. Americans have the lowest per capita of holding passports of any country.
Yeah, and so we just don't understand what really is happening over there. And I remember when I was over there and I saw the BBC who was interpreting, happened to be there when the whole stock market crash happened, and how they interpreted what was happening in the United States. And I remember at the beginning of the trip, they were saying, oh, poor America, whatever. By the end, they
blaming
were blaming
us.
America. They were blaming America. It was fascinating to watch their interpretation of what was happening here. But again, the people, wonderful people, but people over there who now don't, I think eventually there will be no remembrance of what Belgium, for example, or Austria or Germany or Italy or France, because it is becoming very blended.
All one giant global corporate state. Let's talk to Robin in Ohio. You're on the air with Barbara Lowe Fisher. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call and for enlightening us. This is a great topic, and I've been learning a lot. I was becoming increasingly concerned with my son, who's now seven, after his, it was either an MMR or diphtheria, and he had a reaction to that. And so then later I refused the chickenpox vaccine, and I was told by his pediatrician that, that would be becoming a law soon. And I said, well, it's not, you know, don't get me wrong, it's not that I want my child to be ill, but it's, there hasn't been enough research for me to feel comfortable about.
Well, at least he told you that they were trying to pass a law. Usually they just say, police arrest, you know, and it's like, this is Al-Qaeda we're talking about. I mean, Barbara, I'll just interrupt Robin for a moment. I mean, I see these cases all the time. I know you must see a lot where they call CPS on people that say no to vaccines when there's no law.
Well, there actually are laws in place, but there's exemption to the laws. And if you're in Texas, there's a wonderful organization in Texas, Parents Requesting Open Vaccine Education Prove, headed up by Dawn Richardson. You talk about a freedom fighter. She was the one that went to battle for 7 years in the state legislature against the vaccine lobby, forced vaccination lobby, and won the right for people in Texas, parents in Texas, to exercise conscientious belief exemption.
Barbara, I hate to disagree with you, but studying the law on this and having lawyers on concerning it, to be specific, take Rick Perry. He says it's the law, you've got to take the human papillomavirus, HPV shot. All he did was say it's the list of mandatory to be in school through the health department, and then that's not a law, it's a regulation, so they have you sign the form as a waiver. You're saying you disagree with that? I mean, you admitted that there was no law in Maryland, but they had the police dogs there in the black uniforms and told them it was.
No, here's the thing. There are laws, vaccine laws in every state. They're state laws, but there are exemptions, and they're for all states, but two have a religious exemption to vaccination. Every state has medical exemption, and about
and conscientious.
18,
yeah,
well, 18 states have conscientious belief or philosophical or personal belief exemption. It's stated differently in different states. Now, what Rick Perry did with Gardasil, it was a new vaccine, and he issued an executive order going over the head of the legislature, which eventually basically overrode his executive order. But in Texas, it's one of the 18 states that allows conscientious belief exemption because of the work of parents in the late 90s, early 2000s. So while it's a law, there are exemptions. And what we have to fight to protect is the particularly the religious and conscientious belief exemption. If we lose those exemptions, and we only have medical, we are going to really be in trouble.
Yeah, well, I'm not taking any of the shots, and they're not killing my kids or maiming them, and that's the end of it. Robin, so tell us what happened to your daughter again.
Well, it was my son.
Sorry.
I could go on about that, but...
Well, tell us. Go ahead. I'm going to shut up. You've got the floor. Go ahead.
I have a few things, and hopefully one of these things will help other people out there, and this is what we did. But anyway, I just told the doctor that, you know, it's more dangerous to have the chickenpox at a later age. You know, if you're in your 20s, it can be very serious then. I would much prefer him to have the chickenpox when he is younger, can handle it a little bit better. And so that was why I refused.
Well, there's not just chicken pox in those shots, but go ahead.
Right. But what when my son was born, we did not sign his birth certificate. Because if you look underneath the section of they call it an informant, and that's what you become, an informant to the government. And so we did not sign his birth certificate, and we did not get him a Social Security number because that Social Security number was never meant to be an ID number.
Now, that's what Barbara was saying at the start of the show.
Right. And so we refused both of those things. Now, we don't get a tax break, you know, because he doesn't have a Social Security number, but he is a sovereign United States citizen. And I think more people need to start standing firm on that because with what's going on in Florida, people are being taken from their homes. And that's probably because they signed these documents.
Yeah, the CPS.
And they've become wards of the state.
Yeah, I hear you, Robin. Good to hear
them.
I hear you, Robin. Good to hear from you. Scott in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. For either one of the two of you, do you know anything about TB test? I used to work in a hospital in Las Vegas some years ago, and I don't know whether or not it was the county or whether it was a state thing where they required anyone who worked in the hospital to get tested for TB on a yearly basis, and I don't know if there was anything in the shot.
No. It's well, no. Were you given the TB test? Is supposedly the shells of the microorganism to test for antibodies of it to then see if you have it? Because if you have an inflammation, that means you have TB because you have an autoimmune response. Barbara.
Yeah, the TB test is not a vaccine in that sense, and they are developing a TB vaccine because they're talking about medication-resistant TB that is cropping up around the world, and they're afraid that it may come into the United States and become a problem. But right now, there is no TB vaccine that is required in this country, although it's called BCG vaccine, and there are some foreign countries who do require it. But we do not. We do not have a TB vaccine, and that time test is not a vaccine.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
I still wouldn't take it because it's a... It's a shell of the organism. It's DNA.
Yeah, well, I no longer work at the hospital, and at the time when I started working there, as a matter of fact, I had just moved down there, and they said that it was either a law or required. I'm not even really even sure at this point because it's been so many years ago, but I was just curious to know about
that. What they do is terrorize doctors and medical workers, and they're all scared, but there are more and more doctors who are vaccine-free and will not harass you and get in your face. We have a pediatrician who's like that. And as more and more of us say no, they can't look at you like you got 14 heads when you say no to shots at birth. And then later the nurses, the last baby we had, said, yeah, none of us take them either. You want to see how many kids when we shoot them up have seizures? Yeah, none of us take it either. But we get in trouble if we tell you that. Hold on. Do you run into a lot of that, Barbara Lowe Fisher, where the medical?
What I am running into is that there is a growing resistance among healthcare workers to being forced to, for example, get annual influenza vaccine. There are several court cases out in the West of nurses' unions who are protesting being forced to get vaccinations in order to be able to practice.
Yeah, my dad won't do it.
So, I mean, I think it's becoming an issue, not just for people, average citizens, but even the healthcare workers are being oppressed now. When the smallpox vaccine that they wanted to dilute the supplies.
They tried to make the police take it, and they said no.
Yeah, the first responders, they tried to make take it, and NBIC issued this report about how risky that old smallpox vaccine really was. And other organizations then also did it, and the healthcare workers rejected the smallpox vaccine plan, and that's when it fell apart.
Bill in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead, Bill.
Barbara, I have a 12-month-year-old daughter, and Alex, you had mentioned when you came back from break that some of the biggest challenges amongst your staff with this topic is really convincing their wives about the negative effects of vaccines, and that's really the challenge that I'm having. And
well, the chances are it'll fry the first kid, and you say, next, honey, can we now have a couple more that you didn't, you know, basically assault? You know, I mean, women are loving and good and are scared for their children, and the fear of the government, you know, the fear they put in them makes them go out and take the shot. Barbara, you want to comment on this?
Well, I think that, again, I'm all for information, and I think when people take the time to read the information, and we encourage them to read all the information, most people who become educated about vaccination know what to do. It's when they trust blindly other people telling them what to do. I'm all for people empowering themselves. I don't have take anybody's word.
Exactly.
I look at the information, and I process it, and then I make a decision as to what is
best. Barbara, I'm sure you've seen all the TV shows where the mother goes, she was a cheerleader in top of her class, and I just want to protect her. I wish somebody would have told me HPV's been killing people. My daughter's dead now. I mean, we've got to warn these people, don't we? Go ahead.
Yeah, we do have to warn everyone to become informed. Because when something happens to your child, you who are going to live with the consequences, whatever decision you make, it's not going to be the health official sitting in Atlanta or in your state capital or the politician that you elected to office. It's going to be you, ultimately, who live with the pain of whatever happens to your child. And so you need to take responsibility and understand the choices that you're making and understand that you're going to be accountable and you're going to be responsible ultimately for those decisions. And I think that this is where I have a lot of trouble with this sort of greater good argument that they keep making. The argument is you don't have the right as an individual parent to make that choice for your child, because if you don't make the choice that the government says you need to make, in this case, get vaccinated, you put your neighbor's child at risk. I've always said if the vaccines are as effective as the companies have said they are, then the vaccinated should have nothing to fear from those who choose
exactly.
not to get vaccinated.
How dumb do they think the public is? They go, you got to take it because my kid will get sick from you. Well, wait, I thought you took it all. I thought you're protected.
Yeah, I mean, we really have to stop believing in myths and misinformation, and we have to get the information.
Well, Barbara Lowe Fisher, you know the studies. A lot of the outbreaks are caused by the vaccines.
Well, certainly that's true with some of the chickenpox. He was mentioning another caller, chickenpox vaccine. We know now that there is reactivation. Some of these children are getting vaccinated. They're actually having vaccine-strain chickenpox.
Stay there. Final segment. More calls.
People around the world are testifying that their cataracts are quickly disappearing like magic thanks to CanSee. The original CanSee eye drop used in clinical trials maintains that only the original unadulterated formula is effective in reducing, reversing, and slowing the occurrence of senile cataract. CanSee can also assist in lowering the intraocular pressure associated with glaucoma. CanSee is beneficial for contact lens disorders, to treat corneal disorders, combat eye strain, Kinney's computer vision syndrome, and more. People enjoying the benefits while using CanSee report no side effects, and the drops are gentle and don't cause eye burning. With regular use, people using CanSee drops report a difference in their vision in as little as 30 days, and some have their cataracts completely disappear within months. CanSee, that's can-letter C, is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I say big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to take a few final phone calls here. The Obama Deception DVD is in. Order it now. Ship it right out to you. The Obama Deception at Infowars.com. This film has gone totally mega viral. See it right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. See Burmese live tonight, 9 to midnight. $0.15 a day, $5.95 a month. Download them all in super high quality or get the DVDs in hard copy at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Quickly, let's take a few final calls here. Let's talk to John in Texas, then Reb and Dan. Quick comments or questions, gentlemen? Wrestle with that phone. He's battling it. All right, let's let John go. Let's go to Rebel in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Rebel.
Hello?
Yes, Rebel.
Hi, and my name is Rebel, like revolutionary. That
this will be a day today. Long remembered. We've seen the end of Kenobi. We'll soon see the end of the rebellion.
It's Rebel, R-E-V-O-L. Actually, I'm going to go off the beaten track. You guys seem to be talking about medical, but I wanted to ask a question about Obama.
Okay, well, we're taking calls for our guest right now was the issue, but go ahead and ask your question about Obama.
All right. If I'm right, because we only found you, Alex, 2 weeks ago, so we've been on a roll for all 2 weeks of trying to, like, listen to your programs without reruns and stuff. If I'm correct, you believe that Obama was placed in office in order to calm people down?
Yeah.
To get them to be calm. Have you ever had the concept that maybe he was in there to start a civil war?
Well, no, that comes later. It's calm everybody down to accept the global government, as they've announced in the London Telegraph, new global currency, and then they'll destroy him in the end. I got to jump because we got a special guest on. Call me back tomorrow. We can talk more about that. Dan in Florida. Dan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Just a real quick question for you, Alex. How you doing, Barbara?
Hi.
Basically, I was just wondering what you guys, because you were talking about mercury a little bit earlier and things like that and the toxicity and things. Basically, I was just wondering what you guys had to say about the one dentist, Hal Huggins. You guys ever heard of him?
The guy that does the amalgam filling removal?
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
I mean, it's certainly not good for you. I know that.
Well, I mean, he kind of got, you know, publicly bashed, like on the Internet and stuff like that, and, you know, in a lot of different places. I mean, do you think there's validity to what he does and stuff like that?
You know, I'm not specifically really up on a lot of his stuff. I just have heard the name. And I appreciate your call. You know, I mean, look, mercury's not good for you, brother. I don't know how else to put it. Tara in Montana, last caller for our guest, Barbara Lowe Fisher. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how I can not get my son vaccines, but yet still get him into daycare because it's
okay.
So government regulated.
There's a waiver. They can't discriminate. Barbara, take it.
Yeah, where are you? You live in Texas? No, I live in Montana.
In Montana, you know, with our 18 states that have philosophical exemption, I thought Montana was one, but I don't have my information in front of me. I can't remember if it is or not. You need to look at on our website, mbic.org. We have all the state laws and the exemptions. Go on there. But
ma'am,
you
are a variety of Christian in your Christian church.
Right.
And you're against it. Okay, period. Just you ask the health department for the form, fill it out, and give it to the little mill or whatever. Go ahead.
Right. I mean, I think that you can successfully argue if you only, for example, have religious exemption. I know Montana at least has religious. You can certainly successfully argue that it is your spiritual belief and that you are exercising your beliefs and you know, they can't discriminate against whether or not. Some people have said, oh, you have to belong to a church.
Tara, just be authoritative. Ask. It's online.
Right.
Montana vaccine exemption form. Google
right.
it. Montana vaccine exemption form. Fill the thing in. Send it in. You're the commander. You're the boss. You're the mama. You're not going to let them hurt those babies. God bless you, Tara.
Right.
All right. I'm out of time. And Barbara Lowe Fisher, that moved very, very quickly. Thank you for spending all the time with us. Give out the website again if folks want to save their children.
It's NVIC.org for National Vaccine Information Center.
All right. God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Vaya con Dios. Retransmission with tons of key info coming up right now on the restreams at Infowars.com. See you back live tomorrow, 11 to 3. Take care, folks. Burma's coming up tonight, 9 to midnight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.